And we're on, and we're live. And this is the Storm Hour with your host, Squirrely Girl, and your co-host, DL.
Hello, everyone! Welcome to the Storm Hour.
And we're going to talk about movie storm stuff, so...
Wait, we have to talk about movie storm stuff in this show?
Yeah, we have to talk about movie storm.
Oh, God, why didn't you send me the memo, Shirley? I'm totally unprepared. All right, so, I guess we can talk about movie storm. Jeez. Why don't you start us off, Shirley?
Okay, well, in the movie storm news section, Matt was talking about using movie storm for animated storyboards. What do you think about that?
Been there, done that. I use movie storm for all my live action projects as a storyboard agent. I've told Matt several times that I think it would be great if, you know, movie storm really applied a feature to the software to allow them to make it easier to pull out screenshots, because there is no current screenshot feature inside of movie storm. You have to use a third party product like Fraps or Cam Studio in order to screen capture out of there. Mm-hmm. And, it's a great useful tool when you're using live act or when you're storyboarding anything. I mean, you can just use it as a storyboard agent for a higher end animation. Cause it allows you to get in there and test out camera angles and actually throw out, you know, animatics. And if somebody comes up and say, hey, this would be a great shot, you'd be like, okay, well, let's test it out before we spend so much money on actually, you know, trying it. So, I think that if they really apply themselves or if people really apply themselves to making storyboards with it, it's a great tool. So,
I agree.
I mean, really, I mean, you know, anything that we make with Movie Storm are basically proofs of concepts of our scripts that we make. So, in a sense, they are storyboards for what could be, you know, higher-end productions. Whether or not they ever get to that, well, that's another story, but, you know, a lot of times I've heard people say that, yeah, I'm making it this way first so that way I can, you know, see how the script translates to the visual medium, so. But, yeah.
So, skipping ahead a little bit, the skeletons, what do you think so far? How much have you done with them?
I've done lippity squat with it. Nothing. I'm really busy. I'm more busy than I thought I would be. I have opened up that skeleton file once, and it looks pretty basic, as far as, you know, compared to other, you know, skeletons that I've seen. It looks like it could be well utilized. Just right now for me, I just don't have the time that I thought I would have to really play with it. And on top of that, I don't have much to offer because Movie Storm uses Macs, and I am a Macs user. And there's not much that I can do for the community that Movie Storm hasn't already done as far as, you know, documentation-wise, because they're really looking for somebody who can go into Blender, go into Milkshape, and create some great documentation for people to be able to use the skeletons in those programs, those relatively cheap programs. And I just, I don't use those softwares. I mean, I have Blender, but I need the documentation for Blender just as much as everybody else. So, I don't know. So, you know, I don't really have much to offer on that aspect. And I did leave a question in the forums, you know, asking, you know, hey, you know, what can I do to help support? And basically they had the same answer as I just gave. There isn't much that I can do other than, you know, maybe find easier routes than the documentation that they supply, but I don't even have really much time to do that. So, you know, I'm just, I'll get to it when I get to it. One thing I do want to play with is getting the skeleton information, utilizing Motion Builder to create new animations for the skeleton information, because you can bring in, is somebody snoring?
That's not me. I was listening, really.
Well, anyway, so to bring in information, bring in that information from Max and bring it into Motion Builder so I can create new animations and... but, you know, again, it's... I'm really busy. I got working on school, and I got a little short film I'm getting prepared to shoot next month, and I'm working very aggressively on The Gray People now, and I just got Netflix on my HDTV.
Got your priorities, huh?
And yesterday I spent 5 hours building a desk, and then this morning another 2 hours building another desk. I'm just exhausted, and then I'm also running Indie Theater and trying to set up MS Copilot, and it's hectic. So I'm a busy bee. But
oh, I was gonna ask. He just released it today. Have you seen the cape that Writerly made?
The what?
Cape.
A cape? No. I have not.
Okay, I just put a link in the chat. Let me fix that.
Yeah, you have to send me the link, Shirley, because I'm not in the chat room.
Okay. I will send it to you. It is a... let me find you. Where'd you go? There you are. Okay. It's an attachment for a costume, and he does the demo with the superheroes outfits that Chris just came out with.
Oh, okay.
Superhero pack. And it looks really nice.
Interesting. How is it attached?
I haven't downloaded it, but maybe in the where the glasses and the sunglasses are.
Huh, because he says it's a cape, it's a static, and it's tintable, and it's scalable. It can't be scalable if it's a pair of glasses. True. So it makes me wonder if it's...
Yeah, he doesn't say anything about...
Huh, interesting. Well, yeah, people should check it out and let us know what you guys think.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of new mod sets and add-ons and releases...
you released something.
Me? No, I was going to talk about Chris's stuff. Yeah, the superhero set that is in the demo.
Yeah.
And I will put a link in the chat for that post. Let's see, the costumes. You get 4 costumes with meshes, with muscle morphs, 13 new costume texture variants, tintable and user image textures, UV mapping coordinates to make it easier for you to make your own heroes.
Yep.
23 animations each. So.
Yeah, it's a great pack, and... So, I mean, if you're looking for some superhero action, then that would be the pack to get.
Yep. And then the other release he had this week is the Eyes.
Yeah, which I bought, yes. That was the... saw that demo video that he posted up, and I was like, damn, we needed those years ago. And it's going to add a lot more realism to people's productions, I believe, if they use it right. So,
mm-hmm. So have you messed with him at all?
Yeah, I have. I played with him slightly the other day. They're nice. I mean, they work really well. I haven't seen any problem with them at all. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, he does a really good job with his mods, and he calls them rough around the edges, but I think they're really, really well done and pretty high quality. Rough around the edges with me means totally something completely different, and I think that he, you know, the stuff that he releases is nice. So, if anybody's ever hesitant on purchasing any of his stuff, well, then, you know, you just get to think about that again, because great content for MovieStorm. And of course, you know, it only makes sense considering that, you know, he also makes content officially for MovieStorm. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, and, he has a contest. Did you hear about his contest?
Yeah, where you click on his Facebook, or like his Facebook, and you can win three of his packs.
And you can also win a... let's see, what else is it? Oh, promoting his site.
Ah, well, you know, Storm Hour should win then all the time. We should be getting free packs just mentioning his stuff.
Yeah, when you click on his Facebook page and like it, and every time you promote his site, you get your name in the hat. And when it's drawn, when he draws out of the hat, you could win. Let's see. Okay. You win three packs of your choosing from his site.
Oh, very cool. So have you got his horse pack yet, Shirley?
No.
Shirley.
I know. I have over $100 I want to spend on his site, but I have to wait. I'm saving up the money. I want to buy them all at once. But I need quite a few of his packs for my Ring of Time series, and the horse I need for the end of the Arizona Slasher.
Ah.
Yes, I'm definitely going to be buying from his site. He's going to get a big lump sum.
Man, I'm fucking tired. Sorry. Excuse my French.
You sound tired.
I just can't stop yawning. Yeah, I can imagine just knowing your productions, really, that you know, this is something that is that you're going to enjoy. So, I mean, just seeing the horse pack and you know, he's working on the female medieval clothes. Does your story have any horses in it?
No, actually. I may actually have to commission him to make something that it's going to take him a while, so it's going to be quite a bit of money probably, but there is a great winged lion that they ride. It's not a horse, and it flies.
Oh.
That's not something I can make in SketchUp.
Right. We could always, you know, if Chris turns you down, you can always hire Lucinda to do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have no comment.
So, all right. So, anything new going on in MovieStorm as far as news, updates, anything that Matt Kellen has pleasured us with? Is Grace?
Well, Prima's contest, the Gesture's contest, will be ending on the 28th. Let's see, KV came out with a new movie. His morning series.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that that was released.
That's pretty much all that I found.
Very interesting. It's been kind of a slow, slow beginning of the year, don't you think?
Yeah, there's been a lot of contests and, you know, new releases from Modding Storm and, you know, some new releases from Movie Storm.
Really? What has Movie Storm released?
Well, the Valentine pack.
Oh, they re-released it, you mean? Because that was just the... They added a few animations, but that was basically just the Photostorm Valentine's pack that used to be free. I'm waiting for them to actually, take their thumb out of their butt and actually release some official content.
Like the sword pack? I've been waiting for the sword pack.
Yeah, like the sword pack, the, you know, the school pack that they've mentioned, their, some things. So...
And I myself am working on a Germany pack that I should have released tomorrow or the next day.
You got your slaves working hard for you, don't you?
That's right. I cut their food supply off till they get the pack done. No cotton candy for them.
Cotton candy?
Jeez, well, yeah, they need energy. Think I'm going to give them turkey? They'll all go to sleep.
True. Of course, I'd fall asleep too once I got the sugar rush dies down. You should just invest in Starbucks. That's what you feed them. It's just a constant supply of Starbucks.
Oh, I didn't think of that. See, you should have been on. You should have been helping me make that list.
Yeah, but once you started mentioning slaves and solitary confinement, I was just like, you know, Shirley, I'm just not like that. So what are you working on? I mean, how's Ring of Time coming, other than you're doing mods? Is the script all done?
Yeah, I'm waiting on lines. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm currently waiting for lines for the Gray People. Of course, the main actor, he's pumping them out left and right, and they're awesome. Speaking of the Gray People, the trailer has been released.
Oh, cool.
A teaser trailer. Just a second here. I'll have to send you the link so that way you can put it in the chat room. Or at least
that's right, because you're not in the chat room.
Pretend to put it in the chat room. Let's see here. I'll link the Movie Star one. Yeah, I finally was able to put together a kind of a teaser that uses some real footage from the actual film, because I've been working on it for a couple weeks now, thanks to Robert Benjamin, who's the main actor now in the film. So it's pretty cool. I'm really happy with the way it's turning out.
Well, that should be good, because I was really impressed with the letter.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was really happy with that as well. Let's see. Here you go, Shirley. Copy that link into the chat room. But yeah, so yeah, the letter I was really happy with, and that's why I'm also going to be doing another little short film next month called The Unspoken. Which is, some of you may know her, but which was written by Ali Manasco. So it should be interesting.
Oh, yeah, Ali is really good with scripts.
Yeah. And she just said, oh, I told her I wanted something different than what I was used to, so she sent me a dialogue piece that's pretty much just all dialogue. There's no real action to it. It's a drama. And I've never done one of those before, so I said, what the heck, why not? So. I've hired a director of photography to be the, I've hired a second director of photography. We'll both be doing it together, but we'll be getting the storyboards all finished up sometime by the end of this month. So, should be fun.
Cool. And we're back. And we're talking to Naughton.
The Invisible Naughton.
The what?
Do what with how many cookies?
Well, hold on. Let me look back at my recipe. I know I said the Incredible Naughton.
The Incredible. Oh, wow. I didn't have an adjective in there before, but I'll take it.
Well, when I supply it, you better take them. All right.
So
as long as it's like not a negative one, I'll take incredible while I can get it.
It is not negative, trust me.
Yeah. Could be sarcastic, I guess, the incredible one.
So Repel Men.
Yes.
What made you think of that?
That was actually the beginning and the end of another movie that I started working on last year, and I thought I would be clever and do a one shot walk through this huge set with the guy saying different. It was going to be all music and not it was going to be like Repel Men, but it's going to have a different name, and it's just going to be set to music, but not necessarily a music video, and just, you know, a silent comedy. But the big mistake was trying to make it in one scene, because it got to the point, like you were saying off air, I could not, as like every time I load the movie, I had about, I don't know, 2 minutes of working on it before it would totally die. And I just got to the point I could not even, I couldn't even get it, couldn't even work in it. So I kind of got discouraged and just put it aside for a while. And it was also in that set I built has a lot of base beta 2 in it, which wasn't working for a while during the phases of updates. So this huge set I built, and that you only saw part of it in Repel Men, and it has all kinds of computer desks and conference rooms and other things, and it's just I couldn't use it. So after they finally resolved that, and somebody, Ben, put it, we did base beta 2 so that you could actually use it again. So I was able to pull that set back out, and I reshot it. I reshot what I had shot before for three, you know, it was probably around about 8 minutes in the other film. I just took the beginning moonwalk dance down the hallway and then the whole thing with the guy in the reception area, and what happened after that was the end, was going to be the end of the movie. So, and there was a slightly different ending, but three minutes was tough. I couldn't work it all in. So, I was happy with the way it came out.
Yeah, I like the guy in the little waiting room.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of, so when did you meet my brother?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, some of that's inspired by real life things. You see people do things.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, you know, I never run into that guy where he comes up to me wanting to shake hands and stuff.
So, the initial set, the huge one, how long did that take you to build?
It took a while working. I mean, it was over like I was building it for another contest, and I get so carried away with just putting all these props in it and everything that I ran out of time to make the movie. So I just kept going on the set, and I was like, oh, I need that. And, you know, I still, alter it when I go in sometimes. I just, maintaining consistency is tough. I'm actually filming another movie on it. It takes up the whole grid. And then when I found out you could do, you could make nav mesh extenders for the, I actually built a parking lot outside, which is, if you see in the beginning of the Repel Men, the cars are there. You could put the cars there anywhere, I think. But but I made it so it looked like asphalt. But I had to like take the asphalt off because of the requirements of the contest. So that was a little adventurous, you know, too. But basically, the way that the cutting room barely functions for me. So what I normally do is throw my clips into the cutting room, and I export the video and I edit it in Sony Vegas. But for this movie, I just pretty much had to make sure everything I dragged in was that everything was set and the clips were cut and to the right sequence before I dragged them into the timeline. Because once I get stuff in the timeline, I can barely work with it in the cutting room. It's probably because my computer is a little under spec for Movie Storm, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it takes a while for the cutting room for the clips to drag over for me, too. I just thought that was normal.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm glad it's... I thought I asked offline, and it's like, is that just me, or is it... It's almost like unmanageable at times. I mean, maybe people with the souped-up machines, it's better, but...
Yeah, I've never really had that problem
in
the cutting room for me. I don't have a real powerful machine, but, you know, it does the job, so...
Yeah, I'm working on a laptop with a, 3 years old, and it's the great internal graphics card, but it does everything else fine. It's just that...
Right.
It's got to be the Java, and, I don't know.
I have a lot of stuff on my computer, so it might be that.
Yeah, I do too, but I usually try to reboot and keep everything and not start anything else up, and I'll kill stuff.
No, you shouldn't kill things, Norton.
Yeah. just to get it to, try to get it to function better, but it's, I think the Java leak is something that's worse than the cutting room, maybe because the more clips you have in your movie. That was the other challenge in this one. If you're making a movie and you're using external editing, you can film, your scenes in an for one scene, you can have it in an individual movie, and
mm-hmm.
then you have less to that has to load into the cutting room clips, and
right.
So, but when you have to film everything within Movie Storm, you got to put every scene in there, and then it's loading every scene into the cutting room. That and then you can that definitely makes a difference as far as like the load time of it. So, I usually try to. I know I'm filming another movie now on that the one that's on that set, and I'm like I already filmed it with all the scenes in it, but I'm saving it, and there's like three or four different movies, and I'm cutting. Deleting scenes, so when I go to put them into load the cutting room, I kind of discovered the difference that it made. Because I don't usually make long movies, but this one's probably going to be about 10 minutes, which is long for me. So
yeah,
I usually
I know
30 seconds to a minute. No, some of mine,
Yeah, that long movie I'm filming every time. Every scene is a movie.
Yeah, so right.
Like 32, and if I had to do it all in one Movie Storm movie, it wouldn't even open.
No, you wouldn't be able to do it.
There'd be a happy face. It'd be laughing at me. Ha ha, you're funny.
It'd have a picture of a big middle finger right in your face.
Yeah, or a skull and crossbones.
So, Nan, tell us, like, for those who don't know you, tell us how you got into Movie Storm and what you think of its progress since you started up.
Well, I was at the movies guy from 2006 on, whenever the Chrysler competition came about, that's how I got into the movies. And, you know, I made movies over there, and then I used to somehow... I was over on, I know, there was a contest between with the movies that was promoted on machinima.com, and that kind of led me to following, finding about Overman's podcast, so I listened to that early on, and then they were talking about Movie Storm, and I registered for Movie Storm. I'm actually, like, pretty low. I actually told other people, like Joseph KW, before I registered, and they got in before me. I could have got out, probably been under 100, user number under 100, but about like 118. But then I couldn't load it on my PC. It wouldn't function. So I just...
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. And the kicker was I had just bought a laptop that I knew would run the movies, and then when Movie Storm came out, the video card was nuts. You know, strong enough to run Movie Storm. So it's like, yeah, you can't, you know, I had it for about 3 or 4 months. I said, you know, I just have to wait till it's time to get another one. So unfortunately,
right,
I couldn't jump into it as early as I wanted to. So I just stayed with the movies. And as soon as I was, you know, able, I got one laptop that ran Movie Storm. So, I know desktops are cheaper and everything, but I'm mobile a lot, so it's nice to have that. If I'm, you know, sometimes I'm traveling or whatever, I can, you know, it doesn't take me out of production. So,
right.
That's why I opt for that. So, I've been doing Movie Storm, I think I think 3 years ago my first movie was out. So, yeah, because this laptop's almost 3 years old, so that's when I did a Christmas movie. And
the Christmas Stockings.
The Christmas Stockings, yes.
Yep, that came out 790 days ago. I've been counting.
So that's, yeah, not quite. Two and a half years?
Yeah.
790 days. Wait, that's just, wow. Doesn't seem right. It should be, that doesn't put it on Christmas time, does it? Oh, you know what? I think that was a reformulated one of the original, so maybe I posted it. So.
Well, I tell you what, more people are going to have to watch this because it's only got one comment.
I know the original had a lot more comments on it, and then but it was flawed, so I fixed it, and it's still flawed. I just turn the shadows off now. I can't take the shadows.
That's a big thing. I went in and redid an entire scene in the film I'm working on just because the shadows were just too much to deal with.
Yeah, they are. It's like, to me, it's not. I mean, I'm not trying to make a cinematographer, classic. And
don't worry, nobody's listening anyway. So.
I know. But I mean, so I just want to get something that puts, you know, displays from my mind to the screen, and so if there's this, you know, I know what the heck was it? There was that whole thing that blew up on Movie Storm where Cornetto put a movie on machinima.com, and the guy writes this in-depth review just trashing it up and down, and it was like, did you follow any of that?
Yeah, I did. In fact,
he
actually got himself on Kinte's show.
Yeah. So, you know, but they're picking on the shadows. And it's like, man, what a nasty community. I mean, it's like, I can't even find my, you know, I went over there. I had the link to his movie, and you know, I watched it, and then it was like the other night, I said, I gotta go and see what else is up there. I couldn't find my way around there other than everything's like game of this, game, you know, we got four different machinima.coms, and they're all like gamer, like, subsites.
Yeah,
I
was like, their perception is that Machinima has to do with games, you know, and so that's how they make their money is by, you know, and, you know, whatever, you know, whatever.
I couldn't even find a regular, I tried to look up movie store, I couldn't find anything. I was like, how do you even get around this? Not even that it's just all games, it's just the way it's set up. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But they got the game of madness.
Yeah, well, I think their revenue was like some. They got like some $3 million or $4 million in revenue last year. So
from Google or YouTube.
Yeah, from their advertisements and
the sharing
and then their sponsors that sponsor them. Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, you know what? That's good for them. They're businessmen, and they're doing what they need to do to make a profit. But I don't know the whole gaming. Red versus Blue is good. I don't know what else is up there. That I mean, this guy's critiquing his intro credits. It's like, are you serious? You don't have what's the program made intro After Elements or something intro credits
After Effects,
and I still to this day believe that they jumped all over him because they thought he was a girl and they were just like pulling the pigtails in the playground, you know. They thought he was a cute Asian girl because he has that computer girl icon.
Yeah. I actually talked to the guy that criticized him, and he said that, how did he put it? He said something along the lines that, that's what he does, is he's trying to help people.
Yeah.
He's trying to help them see, because I talked to him personally, and he was like, I have nothing against the guy.
No.
He's just like, I'm just, you know, I see too many people who spend, you know, too little time on their productions, and I was like, well, you know, fair enough, but you went about it the wrong way.
Yeah. He was in love with his writing, and he had some ability there, but it was, it almost read, I don't know if you read The Sports Guy when he just rags on people, but it was all done in that style. It's kind of like, to me, it was like, am I reading The Sports Guy here? I mean, cause
yeah.
He was pretty... You know, he had some creative slams, but it was like, all I could think as I'm reading it was like, I am glad he's not going off of one of my movies, because I'd be so detached and, from it. But
right, anyway.
So I just went off on a tangent.
Well,
question.
the next part of that question was, how do you feel Movie Storm is going since you start up?
It's gotten tremendously better. You know, I mean, it's from it is. I know, despite my complaints on the Java, it's definitely faster, and switching from different views is faster. And I'm trying to think what was the big thing everyone wanted it at.
Face Morpher.
The face morpher, yes. That was just made, you know, great. A great difference that you could do a lot more. And they released the skeletons, and you know, there's some interesting things I've seen on the forums with that. Reacher, I guess, has a video up there. He created an animation or a prop or the animation, and
the baseball.
Yeah, throwing the ball up and down. So, I always measure it by, okay, what do I have, you know, for, in my head that, you know, for scripts or on paper or Celts or whatever, and you're always eliminating. I can't, you know, what you can film or what you can or what you'd have to cut out, and you know, there's a couple that I started out that, you know, it wasn't anywhere near close to having the you know, the ability to do it in Movie Storm that you know, I think, you know, I could fully film the way I wanted to now with some of the capabilities. And I think it was some of the stuff Chris has done recently, you know, the headgear and the falling animations, those are mm-hmm. really great. And and the horses as well. That was one thing I had in a movie that, you know, I was hoping to get to, and I was toyed with the idea of doing, you know, using two different platforms, using the movies, you know, but then, like, okay, how am I going to do that with the actors? I actually toyed with the idea, can I make an actor in Movie Storm and in the movies that look the same, you know? It's, but I don't think I would need to do that anymore. So, with Chris's horses. And, I wish they'd do more. The one thing I'd say that I wish they'd get to that they keep talking about they really haven't done is the more of the levels, the stairs and the two levels. And I know they have the meshes, but, you know, I know some other people release stair mods. But I thought they were going to get to, you know, the more sets and things built that way.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, you've got your mod too, so that's, you know.
I got what?
You've got your nav mesh and
Yeah, but I don't have stairs. I don't dare tackle stairs because, from what I heard, it's pretty difficult. And you know, I try to do things as easy as possible.
Yeah, me too. I haven't, I don't know, I will, you know, pump out a prop on, from SketchUp, you know, static props when I need them, and if I can manage to produce it myself, I had done the robot tutorial in Milkshape, and actually had a hard drive crash, and I just reinstalled Milkshape and Misfit too because I saw the, you know, that was another alternative, and I actually made a prop in Milkshape last night, so I'm starting to play around with those a little more. But
oh, good.
Hoping I can get into more animating. You know, or at least a handheld animated prop or an animated prop. So there's a lot of seems like Milkshape. I don't know how. I haven't looked for Misfit, but Milkshape has a lot of stuff out there to reference for. Videos and whatnot. But
well, one thing about I like about Milkshape. I like milkshakes.
Dale's hungry.
It's kind of laid out much like how Max is, in a way, 3DS Max. And so it's easy to transition between the two. So, which is, I'm sure, why, you know, Chris, you know, supports that software the way he does. You know, whereas Blender is it could be a little, you know, overwhelming.
So, in answer to the final point, I guess, in answer to your question is, I mean, I love the product. I love Movie Storm. I think it's, for me, it's, you know, I don't have really any action movies that, I do comedies. I have a couple ideas for maybe dramas that wouldn't necessarily have a lot of action in them, but, I mean, it just kind of hits my sweet spot as far as what I like to do and the, you know, it's the capabilities have expanded to the point where, it's even better than it used to be. I mean, I don't know. I talk to people who do Icon, and it just sounds like a bear to try to master. And I like to try to get my stuff out there and get. I think my patience level would probably. I just throw it all in with Icon.
Well, it's not your patience level. You're definitely your checkbook.
Yeah, it's your checkbook, and then you have to, I mean, I think there's more to have, bringing in animations or finding animations and the props that, you know, necessarily is...
I mean, I bought iClone thinking that he would be my savior of all my MovieStorm problems and realized that MovieStorm has less problems than iClone does.
Yeah, and I still think their animations are funky looking. I mean, I still haven't really seen... I mean, even the best guys, some of them are just... I mean, just some of the inherent movements in iClone are just a little clunky to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not the best.
Yeah, I use it for creature, like dragons and stuff like that, that you can't do in MovieStorm yet, but it's expensive. And you have to be really careful with the animations, you're right. And I think it's because you move the bones.
Yeah, you know, right.
You have to, you know, all the hand bones to make a fist and film it just right and make sure that, you know, it's not too fast or not too slow. Go back and redo it. And it's kind of like...
Melissa's telling me that all the time. I need to work on not being too fast and not be too slow.
And making a fist.
Right. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Well, real quick, Naughton, what do you got planned for the future?
Well, I've got one movie in production that the office set one. It's actually me and Joseph KW, kind of a two-person comedy, but a couple other side characters, but primarily just it's based around these two people. So I've been working on that a while. And then I've diverted off of it to, you know, do the gestures competition, and I a few of the other, you know, I did the Valentine one for Dulcie's Love Sucks. So. But that's on that was on TMO, but I didn't put that over on the MovieStorm site. So that's it right now. And then I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. I'm still considering maybe trying to put a quick one together for the Storyteller. Depending on how these other ones go, I could keep putting off my Joseph KW one. I'm getting close on that, but it depends. I'm trying to do a little more.
Don't forget Ben's Noir contest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything like in my that I think would fit in that. I don't know. I have to think about that. I don't think this time's too short. You know, between I don't know. I don't think I could. If I was going to do one, I pretty much have a script ready to go for a Storyteller, but I don't think I could do. I don't really have anything that would fit into that. The Noir. How do you say it? Noir.
Yeah. We'll let DL pronounce it.
I call it Noir. Some people call it Neor.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I know. That's why. No wonder I'm confused. That's why I don't make them, because if I can't say the Jenner. Genre. How do you say
it? Obviously, you can't say genre either.
So. Genre. I know, I can't talk to it. You know, I can say these words when I'm not in the air, and then I get on the air, and it's like, what the heck? My mind goes. Genre, right. So, yeah, if I can't, now I can't make any movies because I can't say the main classification, I can't do anything. Yeah, if I can't say noir or genre. I'm gonna go back to
sounds like a vaginal disease. Yeah, took her down and they told her she has genre.
Oh man, I'm visualizing the word in my head the way it's spelled and I can't totally couldn't pull it together. All right, we can write this up.
Well, DL, you want to do it? Shout out to the chat room.
Sure, you can do a chat room shout out, surely.
I was offering it to you first.
Well, I'll tell you what. You tell me the names, and I'll say shout out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in the chat room.
Okay. Alonzo 11208.
Shout out.
Yeah, there you go. Darth Angelus.
Hey, Darth. Shut up. Chris. Hey, Tom. How you doing, sexy man?
Happy toast.
Hey, Chris Aulis. How's it going? Did you put our name in the hat? Because we, you know, talked about your stuff.
Yeah, he did. He gave us an extra name in the hat.
Yeah, you should just write all of our names as them, you know, so that way we can have a guaranteed spot. Who's next?
Notton.com.
Notton's next. So say hi to Notton.
Hey, Notton. Oh, hey, Notton.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
RGR.
Mr. What's his... Robert something...
Richard. G. Something.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, how's it going, RGR?
Okay. Is it Shiden or Shiden?
I don't like the way Shiden sounds. We'll just do Shiden. How about just S Hidden? There you go. Just S Hidden.
Okay, and Witch Whisperer.
Hey, Witch. You know, I sent that check in the mail, Witch, and I still haven't got your services yet.
All right, well...
Is that it? Is that all who's been listening?
That's it. That's everybody. Yeah, we have 50, remember? Oh, well, that's good. I don't know what we did wrong, but we need to do it again next week.
Yeah, we should. but Jake's coming back next week, is he not?
We can put him in the basement with the people I don't have working on mods.
You can put him on food duty.
You know, all right.
Have him go down there and feed the people in solitary confinement. So.
Okay.
All right.
And now that Notton has the milkshake downloaded, he can, you know, make him a cocktail waitress dress or something. You know. Go with the food service thing.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Well, thanks, Don, for coming on and chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you.
I'll try to learn how to talk for the next time.
All right.
Yeah. I'll send you some of those, what is it, Hooked on Phoenix?
Yeah, Hooked on Phoenix.
All right, well, that's all for today. And so, everybody, storm on.